Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, though?
Well,
hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. So,
all right.
How's your week been?
Pretty good. No complaints here. How about you?
Pretty good. No complaints. I can't complain.
Always do.
Good. So, before we get started, I just want to do a little bit of house cleaning. If you do not already follow us, please look us up on Twitter, on Facebook. Is That So Detroit? Is That So DET?
Yes.
Follow
Indeed.
Us. We would love to hear from you. Yes. We love feedback. And also, subscribe to the podcast. Reach out to us and send us messages. You can listen live, but you can always listen on demand, either right at blogtalkradio.com or in your podcast from your iDevice, Mac, or PC. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Use the hashtags. Use hashtag Team K or Team J, depending on who you agree with. I know.
I know
that you agree with me.
Why?
Okay, First of all, we know, both of us know that there will be an overwhelming use of Team K. But, hey, sometimes just throw a Team K out there, you know, so both of us can get some love.
Okay, sure.
I'll let you, just so you know,
just to get you through today. So it's all good.
Whatever. One day our podcast will be videotaped so that you guys can see me rolling my eyes at Jay for all the crazy things he said. It'll be great. But down to business. Okay, so who likes the title today? I am a bit of a nerd. I won't lie. I did the before and after in Wheel of Fortune style. And so we have Beware was unsaid. The Eyes of March Madness. The Eyes of March and March Madness, which is fitting because doesn't the tournament start on the 15th or something important happen on the 15th for March Madness? Or am I making that
up? Is the 15th a Sunday?
Possibly. Let's see, shall we? The 15th is a Sunday. Yes, it is.
That's Selection Sunday. That's after all the conference tournaments are done, and they pick the 68 teams that are going to be in the NCAA tournament. Great day.
Yeah, I know with something magical for all you sports fans out there. I'm a sports fan, too, but I'm what you call a sports fan light. You know, less calories, just as much fun, still the good taste. That's me.
There's no other way to go. White food sucks.
Whatever. Okay. No, you know what? I have to go with you on that. I don't like diet food. But in this case, you know,
terrible aftertaste.
That's true.
Terrible.
The fake sugar. Okay. All right. So it was a bad thing to call myself. But listen, the point is, I like sports, but I just can't keep up with everything. I can't dedicate as much brain space to all of the various college teams as some of my friends. So, you know, I leave it up to you guys.
But that's what makes it so great. The fact that you have your major teams from your major conferences, then you have your Cinderella, so to speak. You had the schools that you never even heard of that make the tournament. And sometimes they upset some of the big teams. So that's what makes it all so great.
Which is great in theory. That's great in theory, except I'm a little too OCD for that. I want to know all of the information possible so that I can predict what the best, you know, make the best predictions for outcomes. So when you throw all of that information into the mix, it's just too much for me to keep up with. I prefer professional sports. We'll talk about it some other time. In the meantime, I've been reading a little bit. I hear that Villanova is looking good this year. Once again, how long has it been? Kentucky went undefeated. Okay. Who else do we got coming down? Are there any small teams? Every year there's like a small, lesser known team that pretty much comes on the scene around this time and everybody's like, What?
Well, usually like once the tournament starts you'll get those couple teams, mm-hmm. but right now it's pretty much the same old. Even though you always have like a Gonzaga or Butler or VCU that they aren't like really talked about because they're not big schools, but they keep up with, you know, people know them. Like Gonzaga is way in Washington, but they managed to like get a little buzz during the season.
Okay. That's nice.
Getting into like big TV deals or anything.
Oh, okay, yeah. So maybe people, unless you're around that area, you don't really know what you're looking for. Okay, makes sense. Now, what is it about March Madness that makes it almost more addictive and more exciting than even like the NBA playoffs? Like, what is it that makes March Madness that unifying thing? You know, no matter where you're from.
Basketball all day, first thing. All the different schools, all the different traditions. A lot of times, college is better than the pros because you have all this tradition, you know, school pride, all these different players. You know, it's great. It's just great. It's a great time. Great, better commercials. You have deals on food. I don't know, man. It's just awesome.
But yeah, I guess I can go with you on that. I mean, you know, coming from a state like Michigan, how can you not get swept up in the spirit, right?
Definitely. See?
So, yeah. I guess. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And I think that I speak for many women out. I won't say all. I won't even say a majority. Depending on the day, I don't even feel this way completely. Here's the thing, though. I like sports. There are a lot of sports that I enjoy watching. Okay? That being said, the whole March Madness, basketball all day thing, that's a little overkill for me. And here's why. First of all, the men in our lives, the ones of us that have dealt with and are dealing with men that are the over-the-top sports fan, the I know statistics and facts and history that nobody ever wanted to know sports fan, like yourself, much like yourself, JP. For those of us that have dealt with you, it's a lot. Okay, because all year round, we already have to deal with ESPN, SportsCenter, nonstop, all day, every day. It's just, it's not just a March Madness thing.
Are you
I might be a little bitter because there are still shows playing on HGTV during that time. But I feel like we all know that you're on rocky ground if you walk in and change that channel during March Madness.
So
we pretty much have to give it up. And, I mean, we don't have a time like that. It's not like You could just turn on the TV during New York Fashion Week, and that's all there is on a certain channel, and you could dare your man to change the channel, and he understands that that's a thing. It's not the same. Like, we don't have anything like that. So it could be a bit much, but you know what? I'm not mad, and that's because I like to read. I like to play simulation games on my various devices. So you know what? You can have the TV on lock for the rest of March and the beginning of April. Fine, go ahead. Enjoy.
Definitely. But these days, you can watch it on your iPad. You can watch it on your cell phone. You don't even have to be at home.
And you know what? That's funny because I was watching this clip from the Steve Harvey show the other day, and this woman got up and was like, why do men have to take everything with them to the bathroom? Like, why do you have to have your electronics in there with you? That is so odd. And Steve was basically like, get out of here. You sat down somewhere. Men want a place that could be just their own. And he was talking about how he has a computer, a TV, a private line in his bathroom. So it's good that you said that because it is true. There is even an official NCAA March Madness live application for Kindle, Android, iOS, and Windows. Look at that. Little brother Windows getting the app, too.
All right. Case in point. It was March Madness, but I had a job orientation training that during the time that the game I wanted to see, which was Michigan versus VCU, second round. And lo and behold, because I'm like, man, I ain't going to be able to see it. I'm going to have to, like, text somebody to see if they can give me updates. Lo and behold, the guy I'm sitting next to is a fan. He was watching the game on his phone. He had his phone on the ground so he could, like, look down at it. And I was sitting right next to him. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was so
look
great.
Look at that. What a real, JB. Look like that. No. Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, technology. See, okay, so if there is any other topic besides sports that's as polarizing for Is That So Detroit, it is technology. And and I love technology. So
I put up with it.
You put up with it. You love it, too. We may not see eye to eye, but we both like, well, no, you're right. I love technology way more than you do.
Yeah.
You still like You still like write things down with a pen and paper.
And I always will. I only got an iPad, you know, because it was, like, more convenient to, like, buy books online and, like, put them on the Kindle app. But I wasn't in love with the idea.
I know. Audience, listen, I know because I was one of the people that had been telling him to get his life together, and he was fighting it tooth and nail. He didn't even want to buy the iPad. And then there's the whole Apple thing. He wanted to get some other janky tablet. Say what you will about phones, but in the world of tablets, it is an entirely separate thing, and you need to get an iPad if you're going to get a tablet. But we could talk about that another day, too. We can. I think we will. Of course we don't have to, but this is me we're talking about. What kind of show would I be on where we didn't talk about technology? That's a good segue from sports, which is, you know, rah-rah on the best day, yawn, I could do it without it on the worst day. I'm just going to be honest. And you know what? Let's stick a pin in my segue because I do want to say this. I'm a woman, and I have learned more and more about myself over the years. And there was a time when I would argue that, no, I love sports. I'm okay with watching sports all day, every day. It doesn't bother me. I was a big fat liar at that time. I wasn't really being true to who I am. And so I just want to listen a little motivational, a little self-help blurb from Is That So Detroit? Ladies, listen. Yes, men appreciate a woman who likes sports, who maybe can have a conversation about sports and care about something more than how the players look. I mean, yes, a lot of the players are a sexy, sexy goodness. That's a sidebar because the main thing is their sports prowess, their sportsmanship, how athletic they are. And you know what? You are the best of both worlds if you can be a fly chick but still know your way around the sports conversation. That being said, don't feel like because you want to have a man, you have to play the role of being the so into sports chick. If that's not you, be yourself. I have now come to the place where I can be myself. You know, I will debate with JB about sports with the big dog. That being said, if there's a day when I'm just like, I don't feel like I have to act anymore. I really don't. So just let me be that. That's my word from Kay to you today. You're welcome. You can thank me later. There you go.
Oh, God.
So that being said, back to my segue. Great segue. Talking about the application because, and you know, I do want to also say that the NCAA March Madness Live app is not the only application either. Now, I no longer really have any Android devices, so I can't talk about that. I do have iOS devices, and I know that with every tournament, with every sports season that comes, they highlight the application for that season and for that tournament and for all of that. So go ahead and go over to your app store.
Or you can just
go over to
like
Google Play Store.
Website.
Right, exactly. And you will see all the applications that are available. Also, I would say, you know, be a part of the sports bracket. Ladies, even if you're not generally that into sports, make a bracket because I can guarantee you that the fact that you are not that into sports, but there is a 50-50% chance that your bracket will do better, that your boo will drive him crazy. Do it. Do it for me, ladies. Do it for me.
Why?
So, you know.
Why?
Because you got to
keep
it
so devilish, Jim?
You got to keep it. You got to keep it spicy. Hey, look, you can tell them that Kay told you to, okay? Tweet me.
Oh,
let me know. I will love it. I will highlight it on the show. So I'm the queen of tangents. Dang. So back to my segue. Technology. One of my favorite topics is Apple technology. Because I love Apple. You know, really, one day when our podcast and our show is large and in charge, maybe I can even have some lovely technology endorsements because that's how much I love technology. If you don't already know, Apple just had an event. Yes, we were able to spring forward with Apple past Monday, and I was in heaven, absolute and sheer heaven. If you did not catch the event, you can stream it on Apple's website. And in true Apple form, they built up that tension. You know, there were a lot of rumors out about what they will be announcing, most of which was at least partially correct. But they did release a few new items, and then also sort of expounded on things that we knew were coming. The main event for most people was the new Apple wearable, that is Apple Watch. Now, let me say this, because I know JB is thinking it, and I know that he will probably say it time and time again. So let me just say first, I am not saying that Apple invented the wheel, okay? I know there have been dozens of Android wearables 4 years now. I get it. But I don't care. And would you like to know why I don't care? Come on, ask me why I don't care.
Why don't you care, Kim?
Thank you. Because Apple will do it in a way that in a lot of ways is better and more cohesive for people that are a part of their ecosystem. Okay? That's just the way that it is. So sure. Moto, Samsung, I even think. Like, there are companies that have Pebble. There's the Pebble. There are a lot of people that have been making wearables that have cell phone technology that work with it or on it for years. But let's be honest, this Apple Watch is going to be far better than a vast majority of those items. It just had to be said. So
you need
an
Apple
first
Watch.
To say, you said who would need it?
Yes. What's the point? What's the purpose?
Okay. So here's the thing. First of all, there are two groups of people in this world. There are people who get things because they need them and people who get things because they want them. A lot of people will just get the Apple Watch because they want them.
Right.
We're in a first world country. Nobody really needs an Apple Watch. But along that same line, nobody really needs most of the technology that we have. However, will it possibly make life more convenient? Yes. Will it possibly make your life easier? Sure. Will it be cool? Of course. Are any of those reasons plus more the reason why I'm probably going to get it? Duh. It's just, I just,
well, it's quite the case. It's like, why don't you just wear a watch and carry a cell phone
okay. And
do it everything else individually? What do you need all that at once? It's pointless. It's just narcissism. Apple is a bunch of narcissists.
Please.
First off, why do you feel the need to have this live conference? I don't know whether it was on TV or whether it was online, saying what you're doing. Narcissists. Apple is the company for narcissists.
Don't be jealous, okay? There are other companies that have tried to do it. The only other company that I've seen come anywhere near Apple when it comes to events, the amount of professionalism and the caliber is Amazon. I will watch an Amazon press conference or event like I will watch an Apple one. And that's because Jeff Bezos is mesmerizing. I just love him. But yeah, first of all, it's not narcissism. They are a public company. People like to know what they're doing. Also, I think you're a little jealous because Android can never do it because there are so many hands in the Android pot. If Android was just Google, trust me, Google would have way more conferences. And they do. Android has conferences and events and press conferences and announcements. But when Google makes a change for Android, that says nothing to all of the manufacturers that are going to have their own changes and their own devices and their own bloatware and their own features for their phones. That's just a part of what makes Android the lesser choice for me. It's all of that partitioning. I can't. I feel like I'm in a Beyonce song. I haven't even heard that song, by the way. But I know it has something to do with partitions, and I just feel like, no, we don't need all these partitions in Android. Ain't nobody got time for that. And if I can quote the great Sweet Brown, okay? So just, so,
oh my God.
Just know that the Apple Watch is coming. You can pre-order on the 10th of April. You can, it will be available on the 24th. And also, Apple has a new MacBook that is going to be available in April as well. It's just called MacBook. So now they have a three-part lineup for their mobile computing. That is MacBook, MacBook Air, and MacBook Pro. I currently have a MacBook Pro. I love it. I know several people that have MacBooks. As a matter of fact, my group of friends is slowly but surely becoming just as much a part of the Apple ecosphere as I am. And I just think that's wonderful. JB, why don't you come along? Come along, my friend. Get aboard and ride this train.
Nope. I'm thinking about getting the Amazon Fire or something, or a Samsung like Galaxy Note or something. This Apple thing, I can't even do this. Like, it's just too much for me. I'm regressing from Apple, not progressing. I'm regressing.
Don't,
I'm not about
don't
that
do
life.
This.
I don't want to be about that life. Don't care to be about that life. Drops link.
Don't do this. Don't see. Now, look. Nobody's perfect, true. But I'm telling you now, for your productivity, there is no better platform and no better ecosphere to be a part of than that of Apple and iOS. I'm telling you that now. But you know what? If you want to be the train wreck that I want to look away from but can't, feel free. I kind of have an opening right now. Okay? So go right ahead. Ruin your productive life.
So I was done with Apple. Not really, but I was done with them when my apps on my iPad wouldn't function properly, and so I updated them. That's when I kind of was like, no, you just going to close on my app just because I ain't got the new one, just because I ain't updated? I don't like that. Anybody got time for that since you want to pick Sweet Brown? Anybody got time for that?
Well, look, that, now, okay, I will give you that that's not cool. However, that's not every app either. So there are plenty of apps that will work just fine without all of the newest changes and features and without the updates. But I agree. But even that. Yeah, but there are developers that are developing their apps, just like with Android. I have more of that with Android than I have ever had with iOS. Trust me. And you know it to be true. Because on my phone, first of all, if we could even get the good apps, which most of the time came far behind Apple, if they came at all to Android. So it was a long time when the apps that I wanted to use for productivity or even for gaming and entertainment weren't even available, or some janky little third-party developing company made the app, so it didn't even support all of the features of that program. It was just extra, and I couldn't deal with it. That's actually why I got my first Apple device, which was an iPad, because I had tried other tablets, and they did not cut it. And this was years ago when the iPad was still new. So trust me, back then it wasn't even the bomb.com, because there were a lot of things that the iPad couldn't do, but it was still a better choice because the applications were better and they came more quickly and they got updated more often. So that's what I say on technology. If you want to know more, follow us on social media. Follow us personally on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and soon we'll have more content for you as well. JB, do you have any last words?
Apple sucks. I'm ready for this tournament to start, and I'm ready for Pacquiao and Mayweather on May 2nd. Maypac.
Well, with that, I'm just going to say thank you. Thank you very much. All right, peace out.
Peace. Thank you for listening to Is That So Detroit. See you next week. Well, you hear, we'll hear you next week.
Yeah. Same time, same place.
Indeed.